information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Welcome to Business Leader Radio.
Welcome to the second half of This Week in Marketing, brought to you by the San Diego Chapter of the American Marketing Association. I'm joined by my co-host Jimmy Page. He's the Vice President of Content Strategy at the SDAMA, and today's topic is managing and allocating channels and resources for social media. So, Jimmy, continue with your conversation.
Thanks, Wade. And again, we have with us today Dan Bishop, who is the social, mobile, and emerging platforms lead at Intuit. And so far, we've talked a lot about the evolution of social media, where it is today, and why it's important. And we also went through some tactics for implementing your own approach to a social media plan. And now I'd like to talk a little bit, Dan, about using metrics to prove the value of social media for organizations and how you do that at Intuit. And as social media becomes a part of more and more marketing strategies, and it's, you know, especially a large part of your marketing strategy, how has the expectation to prove the value for the organization through data evolved?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jimmy, and it certainly has. You know, I think that if you look back over the course of the last three years, even my peers at the time, you know, a few years back, the conversation was more around, oh, yeah, well, we put out this amount of posts, and you know, we've seen this level of engagement, and so, you know, senior management, if this is who it would be reported to, would nod their heads and okay, interesting. But it wasn't affecting any of their business, whether it was positive or not. There wasn't a significant investment, so they didn't really care, right? And so you go fast forward to last year, where we had a significant investment in Facebook last year. I'm going to use Facebook as the example because, again, I think they're the most mature in terms of the tools they're offering and the advertising solutions. And so, yeah, you know, last year where we were investing more in both an organic, meaning just page posts that weren't necessarily advertising, as well as some of the advertising solutions within Facebook. And there was a struggle. You know, the expectation from the business, from more senior management, was there, is that what does the ROI look like on this? Especially, you know, for our brand, we're in the market only, you know, for 4 months out of the year, being the fact that we market around tax. We need to make every single dollar work, and there's so much scrutiny on it, more than most companies that I know of. And so last year was an opportunity area for us in terms of showing that data and what the performance has been. And as I fast forward, like I mentioned, to this year, is that both my team, as well as the Facebook team, as well as some of the agency partners that we work with, I think we've all had a really, interesting journey. We've all kind of learned more, and Facebook has rolled out and offered more opportunities for us to really track or measure everything down to a detailed click. And I'd say it's been a great story. Pretty much every advertising lever we do, whether it's been Facebook, mobile tap to install, whether it's the standard ads that you see on the right well, whether it's the ads that you've seen in your news feed, whether on mobile and desktop, they have a homepage, which is kind of the logout experience. I'm not sure if you've seen that. Every one of those levers we've been able to track and show to the business and give you know direct results as to how it's performing for us. And it's been a great story.
And for social media marketers who have some money to spend, as you probably do at Intuit, on actionable analytics, what are some of the must-have tools out there today?
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on what level of spend or advertising you're going to do. I think if you are a social media marketer who more is on the corporate communication side and is putting out page posts to your fan base and educating them, and at the same time trying to drive some units for your company or some conversion, I think that the Adobe Social tool that they've recently rolled out is a great option. Google recently acquired a company called Wildfire that does somewhat of the same thing. But basically, these companies enable you to, when you put the post out that says, hey, how you doing today? just a quick reminder on so-and-so, and you provide a link that either goes into your blog or something with the hope of actually ending up going and driving maybe a conversion or an engagement of some sort, they append tracking to give you kind of a dashboard to understand, okay, you had this many engagements with this post, it drove to this many, you know, unique sites visits, and, you know, this amount of units. So I think, too, two solutions that I think are not on a heavy level of investment are, again, the Adobe Social tool, obviously the software company Adobe. And that's important. If you're a, I would say, you know, marketers from both small to massive, like my organization, are using Omniture in some respects. And the nice thing about that the Adobe Social tool does is that kind of does all the translation of all the social into an Omniture dashboard that makes that more legible and I would say digestible to senior management when you need to kind of share out, this is working, we need more investment.
And I want to go back to something that you said in the first segment, actually. You talked about directly attributed units or orders to social media versus assisted. And I'm sure you guys are using some sort of attribution models. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what is a directly attributed order to social media versus assisted and how you guys look at that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Jimmy. So I can't get necessarily into specifically what our attribution model is, but happy to define, and I think it's a great thing that people should keep in mind. So I think Facebook, again, is a great example here in that if you set up tracking, let's take the most simplest form of advertising in Facebook, which is the right to the right rail of your news feed on desktop, you see the small advertisements from various companies. Oftentimes, they are targeted towards some of your social interests or things that you've kind of raised your hand and said. Now, if you click on that ad, and let's say that ad is for, again, Netflix, for example. Let's say it's a Netflix ad. You click on that, you go to the Netflix site, and you sign up for Netflix. Then that right there, you have kind of gone, and we've appended tracking to that, that link. You have gone through, and we can honestly say directly from that, boom, you clicked through and you signed up for Netflix. That is a direct conversion because it's all within that funnel and we can see it all. But who's to not say that, hey, you know, Joe is on Facebook 8 times a day. He's consuming all this media and he has seen 4 Netflix ads and is continuously like, you know what? I'm kind of curious about it. And I right under it, it says, oh, my friend Jimmy and my friend Tina like Netflix. That means something to me. And at the end of the day at work, I go home and I jump on my computer and I go and went over to Netflix and I went ahead and signed up because it was just something burning into me. What that is an assisted form of how your advertising in Facebook affected a conversion. And what we try to get at is what is the percentage of what we call attribution that can confirm that. What is the percentage of influence that we feel our advertising in a social media channel can have on somebody's behavior that is not in that social media channel, but they still convert? And the hypothesis, if you look at it moving forward, is people spend more and more time on social media channels, consuming content, look to it for answers. You may see a higher percentage of attribution or influence for social media channels than other social platforms out there, or excuse me, other internet platforms out there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you know, it's pretty clear that you're a guy who's seen quite a lot of data on the ways that social media can impact businesses. And through all of that, you know, at the end of the day, do you consider it a new customer acquisition channel, or is it primarily to retain existing customers, or is a lot of it, to the points that you just made, effective from a brand awareness perspective, meaning you know, we're letting people know with ads? And between those three, kind of how does it break down?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. The high-level answer to that is I would say all three, and we certainly see the impact of that. Again, when you look at the opportunities in each one of these social channels, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, again, has more mature solutions and different types of advertising solutions in it. They also enable, if you were to look at Facebook versus a Twitter, Facebook gives you end-to-end tracking. Some of that direct tracking or reporting that I was just talking about is available in Facebook that is not necessarily available in Twitter. So my answer is more geared towards a Facebook answer here, because the richness of data and historically what we have is more there than it is on the other two. But I have a feeling that the other two might be the same. But then again, a lot of people who are on LinkedIn are probably on Facebook as well to some extent. But I, the answer to your question, I would say, is all three. I would lead with saying that the percentage of new acquisition, new user acquisition in Facebook alone this year has been really interesting for our business. It's been really delightful to see that, hey, we our hypotheses were right, that this could be a really interesting new channel. And we're just seeing some really, really great numbers there in terms of, new customers to our business that are coming from Facebook. That is absolutely not to say, though, that retention and brand awareness are not plays there. Brand awareness is absolutely a play there. If you were to go to Facebook today and if you're logged in, log out of the experience, and you'll see that it's a beautiful canvas that is all directly around brand awareness. Progressive Insurance has used it quite a few times. We've done a few advertising elements within it. But that right there is a brand awareness play. It's a big canvas, and there's elements of there that really can get your message across. There's the photo posts that you see potentially in feed, which are big canvases within the news feed to market your brand. That whole aspect can be brand awareness. It doesn't necessarily need to drive a conversion. And lastly, retention, I think, is something that is a really interesting aspect in any one of these channels, because retention is a matter of you, the brand, the business, understanding, well, who are your at-risk customers? What does that data set look like? Are they just recently married and having a kid and they're using a new product and you need to get to them? Well, the data set within Facebook and a LinkedIn per se, or even the conversations happening in Twitter, enable you to target that person to get at that, to, a potential at-risk customer and really drive some retention there as well. So I think that you can really drive all three of those pillars.
We're talking tools for tracking social media response on Business Leader
Radio.
The
Ben Diego Wine and Food Festival will be a wine connoisseur's delight. Join us on Saturday, April 6th at the Broadway Pier in San Diego for an incredible evening of swirling and sipping from over 300 fantastic California wines, paired with an amazing array of gourmet appetizers and other tasty treats. Get your tickets now and come experience Vin Diego. For more information and special ticket pricing, go to vinvillage.com. Vin Village is where wine lovers connect.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children. After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Touch the screen.
Amazing.
No, really, touch it. Go ahead and experience it. Imagine at your next trade show or event, giving your customers and prospects a unique brand experience. Immersing them in your brand and creating an environment for them to not just see, but to virtually touch and feel your products and services. Multi-touch presentations enhance the touchscreen experience. Avery Marketing develops customized applications for multi-touch presentations. You can now interact with your media using multiple touches and gestures on video displays, giving your audience a customized, interactive experience that will leave them asking for more. To see some of our custom presentations and find out if multi-touch or any of our other marketing services are right for you, Visit our website at averymarketing.com. Avery Marketing, fresh perspective, exceptional craft, inspired creative. Avery Marketing provides strategic brand marketing solutions that engage customers and prospects in your brand experience.